This is Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook, for February 25th, 2005. For more information, visit our website at welchrite.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@welchrite.com or posted as comments on the website. Today's column, Follow Through. Technology can help businesses and individuals accomplish great things. But sometimes we set ourselves up for failure before we even finish a technology project. While automating portions of a process can be helpful, if you don't automate the entire process from end to end, you might find your project doesn't solve as many problems as it creates. If you're starting a new project, or involved in one currently, be sure to consider how the unautomated sections of a process might have some unintended consequences for the whole project. The lack of follow-through on tech projects was brought to mind after a consulting call with one of my individual clients. He needed some tutoring in a new piece of office management software that was being installed in the veterinary office where he works part-time. As we worked through the tutorial together, he made an interesting comment. He noted that there would not be a computer in the examining room where he works. Instead, he would have to write all his notes on paper and then, at a shared workstation, input the information into the system. I've seen this type of problem before, and it continues to bother me on several levels. First, every step involved in entering data into a system is sure to involve errors, both large and small. It's a simple fact of human nature that we are fallible and prone to transposing numbers, omitting information, and simply forgetting exactly what we told someone only minutes before. By not bringing the stations directly into the examining room, the office is ensuring that there will be even more errors than were they to continue to use paper forms. You can make the situation even worse by having someone else enter the data after the fact. Now you have information twice removed from its source and no easy way to qualify whether they perform procedure X or procedure Y. Those inputting the information will have to make guesses at the omitted information or spend their days hunting down the individual who filled out the form. Finally, failing to provide end-to-end access to a system means that the end user is putting information into a system where they cannot easily refer to it later. This particular piece of software was designed to give the care providers the entire history of a client, but instead, the information stays trapped in the office when it really needs to be at the provider's fingertips. As you can see already from this one example, the failure to follow through on a technology project can have long-standing effects. Sure, parts of the system might work well, but in every case, the overall productivity of staff and the quality of the data will suffer. In the case above, I imagine the vet office wants to improve on its collections of billables and better track and produce invoices for its clients. This is all well and good, but it means they will only be using a fraction of their system's potential. They probably paid thousands of dollars for the software, only to use maybe 10% of its capabilities. The same thing can happen when you're developing custom solutions for you or your clients. You expend thousands of dollars only to wonder later why the system didn't help your business as much as planned. If you look at the project carefully, you'll start to see follow-through failures that are diminishing the return on your investment. Perhaps staffers have to take the output of an old legacy purchasing system and manually enter that data into your new system. Then, at the end of the process, they have to reverse that procedure and move information from the new system to the old. I can guarantee you that each step involving re-entry of the information will result in errors, sometimes a lot of errors. Instead of letting the system do the work, your staffers are running around trying to reconcile differences between the systems. There are many concerns when building complex technology systems, but you must pay attention to the areas where manual processes run up against the automated ones. Remove as many of the manual, usually redundant, processes as you can. Otherwise, no matter how impressive the system, it'll never be better than these weak links. This has been Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook, with Douglas E. Welch. You can support Career Opportunities via a PayPal donation, purchases through our Amazon store, or using the Google Ads on our website. If you have a service or product that might interest CareerOp listeners, consider sponsoring this podcast. Email career@welchrite.com for more information. Career Opportunities appears each week in Computer Edge magazine in San Diego, California, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find a link to Computer Edge on the website. A complete text archive of past columns and the print edition of the High Tech Career Handbook are available on our website at weltrite.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to career@weltrite.com or posted as comments on the website.